Hi there, and welcome to the Valentine in the Morning Full Show podcast.
Yay!
And you guys can catch us live on the air Monday through Friday from 5 to 10. We're with you live as you start your day with your chance to win great prizes and join in our conversation.
You really should listen to that.
Yeah, the live for it, yeah.
You can't win anything by listening to the podcast. We appreciate you listening here.
That's true.
But we need you to listen in the morning.
Yeah, you've got to listen live. If you're catching this now, this podcast, it better be after we got off the air. Otherwise, we will find you.
Yes.
We'll track you down.
We know where you live.
Yes. So enjoy the full show podcast of Valentine in the Morning.
Get up!
Valentine in the Morning.
104.3 MyFM.
6:11, Valentine in the Morning. It's Dua Lipa. It's Levitating. It is Valentine in the Morning. I had an incident at Starbucks this morning. I stopped. I know we do first sip, but every now and then I'll stop and grab one because I need a
lighter. You need to, man.
So check this rump shaker out. And you guys tell me what you think about this, right?
Okay.
So I'm passing that Starbucks by our house, Jill, right?
Yes.
Jill and I live in different houses. We're not married to each other or anything like that, but we live in the same
town.
We live close to each other.
Close friends. This is the newest one, right?
Yes. So I'm passing this Starbucks and I see this old line. It's kind of cool. You can see the drive-through at this one. Other ones, you go behind buildings and you get stuck in some 8-car line. You're like, if I only knew, I wouldn't have done it, right?
I get very claustrophobic in those situations.
Yeah, I do too,
actually,
because you can't get out. If something happened, you get a car behind you, car in front of you, and it's like, ugh. So anyway, this one has got no line. I go, all right, I'll go grab a quick coffee, right? Get up to the thing. I go, all right, you know, just a tall drip, light half and half. That's me. No sugar. That's how I roll nowadays. So pull up to the window. She goes, you want to use reward points? I go, nah, just pay for it. It's fine. He goes, okay. Beep. Does it on my little app on my phone, right? She closes the window. Goes back about her business. I'm like, good God, it's just a coffee. You know, I could pour that myself, whatever. So she's back there doing stuff now. Now she just starts stocking shelves. And there's another girl over there at the coffee bar just cleaning stuff. There's no other customers in the place. And then somebody, I think it was a girl who's cleaning stuff, puts a coffee by the window or something. And the other girl's just doing inventory on bagels or something.
So it was poured. They poured your cup of coffee.
Poured the cup of coffee and just sat it there. 3-4 minutes go by. I'm like, guys, hello? Hello, out here. But the window's closed, and now they're chatting to each other, and they're looking at each other's phones.
And the windows now are, like, sealed. Like, once they're closed,
yeah, they're
they
tight
are
windows,
closed.
Right. They're tight windows. So now they're looking at each other's phones, maybe a funny video, and one's sharing with the other. I don't know, but there's my coffee just sitting there. I could literally reach through the window and get it, but you can't reach through the window, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm, like, yelling from the car, hello, 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 over here, hello, hello, hey, lady!
Did you honk at all? That would have probably been my go-to instead of
I'll be honest, my Prius Prime's a great car, but that honk is not a solid
open window honk.
You know? So then I'm like, I start Googling Starbucks near me to get their phone number. I'm literally going to call this Starbucks and go, hi, I'm in the drive-thru. Could you hand me that coffee that's sitting right there 4 feet from my hand?
I would have done the same thing.
So I'm doing that, and then I get the light on the phone. I put the flashlight on my phone, right? I am not kidding you. I put the flashlight on my phone. I start waving it.
Shining it into
waving
the store.
Waving it into the store. I am like a good 30 seconds of doing that before I catch the girl's eye. And now she's like, who's this terrorist shining a flashlight through the window?
Right. It's early in the morning. It's dark outside.
Right. I'm like, I'm the customer you forgot about. Finally, she comes back. I go, yeah, could I get my coffee that's sitting right there? Oh, yeah, here you go. Have a wonderful day.
She didn't even say she was surprised.
No, like, oh my God, I'm sorry, we forgot about you. We're chatting away here for 5 or 10 minutes,
that's
whatever
the worst
it was.
Part.
Oh my God, dude. I was are you kidding me?
Look, you have to just let it go. You have to thank the universe and say, I have no complaints. Thank you for everything.
That's Brian's big thing now. And it does help. It helps.
Say it out loud. Thank you. I have no complaints.
I have a huge complaint. I have a huge complaint. I don't know if I said it in the Starbucks or universe, but somebody's getting a note. That's your thing now? You walk around going, I have no complaints?
Say it out loud. I couldn't find my keys the other day. I was losing my mind, and then I just said out loud, thank you. I have no complaints.
I know you got this from a monk or something, and it's like legit, but it just, to me, it sounds like just bottling up your rage, which is not a good thing.
Right.
You have to express yourself.
I feel better letting this whole rant go, man.
Push those feelings down.
No, that's bad advice.
Push them inside.
You're changing your mindset. You're thanking the universe, the fact that you had a car to be in, to get a coffee, thank goodness, this early in the morning. Okay, it took a little bit longer than normal, but thank you, universe. I have no complaints.
Sorry. Not happening, guys. Not happening. Mental health is a big thing. Obviously, a lot of athletes talk about mental health. They're not talking about pushing it down.
Yeah, okay.
Simone's not saying push that stuff down, just thank the universe. Thank you, universe. I get no complaints. Look at this. I'm here at the Olympics. I'm in Japan. I'm in Tokyo. It's great. It's great. I've got this thing I can stand on in front of me that's 6 inches wide. Thank you, universe, for that.
I'm telling you.
That's how you snap, Brian. You're going to snap.
You're going to snap. Workplace violence is real, dude. Do not push yourself.
Sometimes I do completely snap.
Right.
But it's only like once or twice a year. So the rest of the time...
But a snap's not
thanking
good.
Thanking the universe.
When did this whole thank the universe thing start? You said he talked to a monk or something, Kevin?
You got it from a podcast.
Oh, God. He got it from a podcast. Right. Behind the Monk. Ooh, that's not bad. What about Behind the Robe? Ooh, the Risque Monk podcast.
Ooh, no.
Tony Jordan is your morning traffic. Tony, what's going on?
Valentine in the morning. Oh. 104.3. My FM. Three things you need to know right now.
6:23, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Early this morning, magnitude 8.2 hit off the coast of Alaska. A few hours later, the National Weather Service ruled out the possibility of a tsunami along the coast of Southern California. Several Alaskan coastal communities were evacuated following the quake. So far, there have been no reports of injuries or damage to property. I've got a friend that lives in that Perryville area where it happened. Very scary stuff. As COVID-19 cases surge again, Disneyland will once again require guests and employees to wear masks while indoors, regardless of vaccination status. The new policy takes effect tomorrow. Almost all new COVID cases around the country are among people who are unvaccinated. Health experts say even people who have received the vaccine, though, can carry it and transmit the virus. Might not even know. More likely, might be asymptomatic. You might feel like you have a little bit of a cold, but you could transmit the virus. And somebody who's unvaccinated are the people that are ending up in the hospital being intubated. According to a recent survey, during the pandemic, 61% of us picked up unhealthy habits that we're currently trying to break.
Ugh.
The most common include too much screen time, poor eating habits, sleeping too much or too little, drinking too much alcohol. Good news, 65% of Americans have also developed a healthy habit they plan to continue.
I started eating better, eating healthier, eating cleaner during the pandemic.
I'm so proud of you. I looked down to figure out what I could say was my healthy habit. I'm washing my hands more frequently.
There you go.
That's the healthy habit I picked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now when I put my hand into the bag of chips, it's a clean hand. All right, coming up next, Kevin has got something for us that I'm unaware of.
Do you want to know now? I will tell you how your bathing suit, it is the summer, how your bathing suit might tell people, the folks around you at the beach or wherever you are, that you are a swinger.
Hmm. Oh.
Oh.
I
don't wear a bathing suit.
Well, it also tells people that you're into some weird stuff, but swinger alert.
How your bathing suit tells people if you're a swinger or
this
not.
This is true.
All right, right after Taylor Swift. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning.
We could leave the Christmas lights up till... Valentine in the morning. Yeah. 104.3 MyFM.
Lover. My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. Okay, go right to it. How does a bathing suit tell people that you're a swinger?
There was this woman on TikTok who bought herself a new bikini for the summer. It has little pineapple designs on it. She got a matching pair of swim shorts for her husband. So she thought that would be cute if they both had these bathing suits with little pineapples, and they had no idea on vacation why so many people were being so friendly to them. She found out that a pineapple on your swimsuit means you are a swinger who's looking to swing. And that also applies to shirts and pants or any clothing with pineapples on it, especially if you're on vacation or a cruise. That's where you want to, if you're not a swinger, you want to avoid wearing pineapples to those specific places.
Really?
I've heard about
a pineapple.
Yes. The upside down pineapple. Have you heard
about that? That's exactly what I was going to say.
What's that? The upside down pineapple again? What's that?
In the shopping cart.
A pint or at home or something, but yeah, in the shopping cart, that also signals that you're into some stuff. That tells people it is the most common symbol for swinging a pineapple.
What?
If you go by a house and you see a pineapple out on their front porch or out on their, right outside their front door, that's considered a sign that a party, quote, is happening inside.
Oh,
what is going on? That. I've got so many Hawaiian friends that have pineapples all over the place. What is happening? I want to go to the store and buy like 5 pineapples and put them all upside down in my cart and see if people just go, hey.
That's a rager.
Or they might see me and go, no, turn your pineapples the other way. Turn them up.
I didn't know.
I do have more.
Do you have more?
I do have more that non-pineapple related signs that you might be a swinger.
Oh, well, there was okay. One that I found out about at the restaurant that we go to.
There's a second one now, too, a second restaurant that does the same thing.
Been labeled as a place where those people meet.
Yes.
Hey, if you're one of those people, call us, 866-544-MYFM. Picture right now our pineapples are turned upside down. Call us. We want to talk to you about this. We're curious. 866-544-MYFM. Call right now before we get too many kids in the car. Then, Kevin, you're going to run down other signs that people could... Is it stuff we accidentally do?
Of course.
And it's like an alert to the people who swing?
You're telling everyone around you that you party.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, but if you don't want to make that mistake.
Yeah, I'm intrigued.
So, all right, hang tight. We'll run those down coming up next.
Valentine in the morning.
Valentine in the morning.
More music, more. Valentine in the morning. What's up?
104.3
My FM.
All right, Tony, thank you very much. Appreciate that. The weather today, sunny, hot, temps the 80s to upper 90s, 70s near the beaches, 66 in Pomona. It is 63 in Carson. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
One of David Letterman's late show segments is being turned into a series. I'll tell you all about it at 6:50.
Kevin's been talking about the pineapple and the shopping cart and all that stuff and what it means. And it means you're swearing, I guess, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Hang on. Here we go. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
We're doing all right. So without getting too personal, are you married?
No.
You're not married, but you do engage in this lifestyle of the playground.
Yes. Yes, I have a partner.
Okay.
Okay. Did I get it right with the pineapple stuff?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my Lord. I have things with pineapple on them. What am I supposed to do, throw them out?
I just bought my 2-year-old son.
No, wear it around. Make some friends.
I just bought him a pair of shoes that have pineapples all over them.
No! Oh, get those shoes off that kid. He's going to preschool. Nobody knows what's happening there. Nicole, honestly, I have enough problems trying to please my wife. I don't need anything else on my to-do list, honestly. But so let's run down a couple more things here that we're hearing might be signs and signals. Now, I have heard there's a restaurant up by me, and I'll tell you off the air what it is in case you want to visit them. They have these parties in the back room every now and then. And one of the signals that you want to party is you put your keys at the very edge of the table.
This is what I was calling because I wanted to know where this place was.
Oh,
all right. I'll tell you off the air. I can't tell you on there because I don't want to either get in more business or lose business. I'm not sure what would happen there, right?
right. But that's good to know. I've never heard that one.
All right, Kev, run down some more for Nicole here. See if she can approve of them as a person who partakes in this playground lifestyle.
Now, again, this is not from me. This is from a website called Swinger Code. So if I get anything wrong, it's not on me.
Their fault.
Wearing, you got a bookmark, wearing do you?
I do. Wearing an anklet. Anything for you?
Yes. Normally, if you wear like a white anklet, that means something.
Okay.
But mostly it's just the pineapples. And honestly, like just apps. It's mostly like apps. They're kind of like Tinder. You just go on them and find people with location bases.
Gotcha. Okay. But pineapples are big. We should be aware of that. If you saw somebody at Albertsons with an upside down pineapple, would you be curious?
100%. I
buy pineapple all the time.
Whoa. But do you put it
why
upside
would you
down
put
your
it
card?
In your cart upside down?
Why would
you put it upside down?
I don't know. I just throw it in. What if it got upside down?
That's careless. Here, I'll just run down the rest of the list real fast. Wearing toe rings and thumb rings, a yin-yang tattoo, switching your wedding ring to the right hand, garden gnomes and pink flamingos in your front yard, and having a hot tub in a garden.
Huh. Okay, what about
Well, I have a hot tub in my garden.
Well, we know you do. You're checking all the boxes. Okay, what about, because I know this one house that I drive up my street, I see it all the time, they have a big gnome in their front yard. Is that legit, a garden gnome?
I have just recently heard that one. I didn't know that that was really a thing.
But if you're hearing it from your people in your world, it must be something, right?
It is a thing.
Yes, Travelocity is a bunch of swingers.
Travelocity.com, everybody.
That's the app.
But toe rings, thumb rings, and anklets, those are all coming back in style.
Uh-huh, Jill. Okay, sure they are.
No, they are. They
I'm not sure about that. I totally agree with that. They're totally coming back in style. So,
a lot of people could be setting off alarms that they don't need to set off. You have to be careful what you're wearing nowadays.
Wow. Yes, exactly.
All right. I'm going to be very careful with the pineapple stuff, though. That seems to be the big one. You try the keys on the edge of the table. Yes. Let us know if that works, okay?
I will try it at this restaurant.
And hang, well, I'll tell you the restaurant if you hold on, all right? Hold on tight.
Okay.
Oh, tight. Oh, dear. What's happening to me? All right, we got $1,000 coming your way at 7 o'clock this morning. And it's 104.3 MyFM.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all.
Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
.3 MyFM. It's Valentine in the morning. We noticed in our text line, we have a lot of people that enjoy this playground lifestyle that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And thankful that we had a reasonably intelligent conversation about it.
We were all informed.
Yeah, informed consent. And nobody was being goofy or anything. Or
No, and we weren't judging or anything.
No, not at all. That was out the window.
For different folks, mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to learn more about it.
That's what you did there. Let's do first sip here. What's first sip all about, Kev?
First sip is how we start the day. Val, share some positivity. Then we all raise our cups high, whatever you drink in the morning. Maybe it's coffee. Maybe it's tea. Maybe it's pineapple juice. What about pineapple upside down cake?
Oh, boy.
We didn't even think about that one.
Oh, that's true. What
anyway,
does that
I'm getting
mean?
Off, getting off topic here.
Alarm.
We toast the day ahead with that first sip. We do that together as a community.
How are you this morning? How are you feeling this morning? Thursday, July 29th. You made it to Thursday, right? Tomorrow's Friday. The weekend's almost upon us. It's going to be August next week when you get back to your work week. Flies by, doesn't it? It just flies by. But here we are together. Cup of coffee, cup of tea, whatever you have that you want to toast today with us. Whatever's in your hand right now, you hold it high when we do this toast. And here's to an absolutely amazing day in front of us. Going to have ups and downs, missteps. Some problems, probably. Every day does. But you're here today. You're here today to make a difference in the life of somebody. Who's it going to be today? Whose life are you going to make a difference in? Every day we get that chance. From the smallest little gesture to the grandest of them all. Every day we have a chance to make a difference in a life. Can you challenge yourself to do that today? To make a difference for one person at least, I'm challenging myself. Maybe I made that difference already. There's a swinger out there that's hearing this show that's, that says thank you. But let's do it seriously. Let's make a difference in the life of at least one person today. Just one. That's not that much, but it's huge. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3.
Schlanta's right, and here's to the Pineapple Growers Association of Hawaii.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
We have an update on Better Call Saul star Bob Odenkirk, and it's some good news. I'll tell you what his son said coming up next.
Right there. Valentine in the morning.
Wake up. 104.3 MyFM.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines. Yeah.
TBS is creating a variety show based on the David Letterman Late Show segment, Stupid Pet Tricks. It's going to be a half-hour-long show, 10 episodes, hosted by Sarah Silverman. And each episode will have different pets performing different tricks in front of a live audience. There's going to be surprise celebrity guests and games and stuff. But Sarah Silverman said, the rule in show business is never work with animals or children. But I chose to work with David Letterman anyway. So she's very funny. And Bob Odenkirk, he is in stable condition, according to his reps. We talked about this yesterday. He was hospitalized on Tuesday after collapsing on set of Better Call Saul. Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul, his Breaking Bad co-stars, they both showed their support yesterday. A lot of people were tweeting, showing their support. But yesterday, his team released a statement that said, we can confirm Bob is in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident. And then his son, Nate Odenkirk, he then later tweeted, he's going to be okay. And according to TMZ, it was touch and go for the last day and it looked bad, but now it looks like he is out of the woods, thank goodness. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
I was refreshing my Twitter feed, and probably every 30 minutes yesterday, I was going to the internet to check the latest Odenkirk news because I was just so worried. I had heard that the guy, you know, went to the hospital, didn't know if he was awake or anything.
Right. So we didn't know anything about why that happened.
Until we found out that he was, you know, awake and in stable condition. Mm-hmm. Such a huge sigh of relief.
Yeah, it was something heart related that he went through. Yeah. So I'm so glad he's going to be okay.
What was his character again? He's Saul.
Goodman.
So he was the guy, because I didn't watch the Better Call Saul. I watched Breaking Bad. So he was a kind of lawyer type guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh
lawyer.
My goodness.
But Bob Odenkirk is so fantastic. He used to do a sketch comedy show with David Cross called Mr. Show, and he's been around for so long doing so many different sorts of things. He was just
I might have seen him in something else.
What was the movie you suggested I watch, Brent?
Nobody.
It was so good.
It's like a John Wick almost. It's such a departure for him.
Oh, it's so good.
And he is an amazing action star. It's crazy.
Is it really, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the John Wick thing.
You do not like John Wick, and you're wrong.
No, I'm fine with John Wick. John Wick is a fine sit down, have your popcorn, your sandwich, your chips on a Saturday afternoon and watch something that just has no great meaning in life.
Sure.
But it's just the willing suspension of disbelief that's required for a John Wick movie is so high.
What dragon show are you currently watching?
First off, you don't know. Dragons might have been real. You don't know.
I mean, like, we do know.
All right, here's Eminem. This is Lose Yourself. It's MyFM. Battle of the Sexes coming up. You guys want to play? 866-544-MyFM. Call us right now.
Seize everything you ever wanted. One moment.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3 MyFM.